Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome. Excuse me. Welcome to New Beginning Ambassador for Yeshiva. Yeshiva, my bad. Excuse me. I got this cough I'm working on trying to get rid of it, and it's just stuck here. Okay, New Beginning Ambassadors for Yeshiva. Now, this offers a platform for enlightening discussions centering around personal experiences, transformation, and finding purpose through the Spirit of the Most High, with a focus on the teachings of Jehovah and the hope found in His Word. Participants are invited to engage in conversations and explore the path to salvation and purpose. Whether you're seeking guidance, inspiration, or simply a sense of community, this ministry provides an opportunity to connect with others on a spiritual journey. And again, good evening. Welcome, your host this evening, Deacon Wes Armstrong. And this is New Beginning Ambassador for Yeshiva. God be the glory. I give him the praise. Honor him, for had it not been for him, I would not have this place. I would not be able to come before you to bring you anything. I didn't put a topic out. My time out on Facebook, I cut it back considerably. But God willing, I'm here every Thursday at 8 p.m. at this phone number, 646. Oh. Sorry, y'all. Okay. 646-882-8214. Be the glory. 646-668-8217. Sorry, y'all. I told you this call. It just has me. Again, 646-668-8217, or you can reach us at the Crown Talking Drum .com on the internet. Okay? All right. This evening, I'm going to do this one scripture here, and hopefully that leads us to others, of course. Of course, of course, of course. Okay, this is coming out of James chapter 4, the book of James chapter 4. And we're going to do verse 10 for starters. James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Again, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And also, let's go chapter 5, real quick. Chapter 5, verse 7. Just a portion of it. James chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Just that one line. Just that one line. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Let us not get beside ourselves and moan and complain that you're taking too long, and I waited for this. You said you was going to do this and do that for your people, and I consider myself one of your people, and you haven't done anything for me yet. We have to go by the Word of God, not our feelings, not our emotions, okay? Let me read this real quick. This is a footnote. This is a footnote, okay? A footnote. And it comes from Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And it's a footnote from verse 22. Verse 22. It's a footnote. Okay? a footnote. And that Hebrews 22, I'm going to read it real quick. Then I'm going to read the footnote, just part of the footnote, okay? All right. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Okay, now, the a footnote is this. The essence of faith consists in receiving what God has revealed and may be defined as that trust in the God of the Scriptures and in Jesus Christ, whom he had sent, which receives him as Savior and Lord and impels to loving obedience and good works. Okay? Those three there, they touch on each other. It's about believing in God, believing in his word, having faith, and being patient, and being able to wait, you know. There are a lot of things in this life that I used to think when I was in the world, a lot of things I used to think, they were for me. Why couldn't I have them, you know? I see other people with them. Why I have to wait, you know, or what do I have to do to get them, you know? Do I have to do something specific to get these things? No, it's my life consists of me living in it, the will of God, not what the next man has, and my eyes being covetous, looking at what the next man has and wanting what he got, instead of me doing what I have. And we are to be good. We are to be good. Oh, boy, that word escapes me. We are to be good servants of what God has given us, our life, our body, material things, and our soul. We are to be good stewards. That's the word. We are to be good stewards. Doing God's will, not what we worried about, we want and we need in our life, or why is me, and whoa, I got to go through this, you know. We're going through it because God knows what we can deal with, what we can handle. And if we, you know, stop, myself included, I a lot of times I have to stop and say, okay, let me just get some other thoughts on my brain. Not that this is taking too long, but it's the will of God. And I have to deal accordingly because this, I have given my life over to him by his son, Jesus Christ. So whatever I have to deal with, like Paul thought he was doing a great thing for God, but he was destroying the church, which was God's son, Jesus Christ. And he sold out for that. Everything that he knew and learned, it did him no good. It did him no good because it was not the will of God. And he sold himself out completely. He was beat up. He was left for dead. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked. All kinds of stuff happened to this guy, but God made a way to see that he got to where he had to go to spread the gospel. You know, and these stories and scriptures, they are an example for us. If we have to go through that, we'll go through that. The Lord, he will provide. So we have to just, in other words, this is my life. I don't possess my own life. I don't possess it. No. So I can't do any and everything that I want to do because I didn't create myself. And I don't control anything in my life except my decisions. The decisions that I make is about the only thing I can control. You know, I can't control whether I take a step with my left foot or my right foot first. I have none of that. But to God be the glory. Let's have prayer. I know I've talked a little bit too long. Let's have prayer, and then we'll go from there. Okay? All right, Most High God in heaven and in earth, and underneath the earth, we honor you, Father God, and we glorify your holy name, and thank you. Yes, Lord, we truly thank you. We're grateful that you didn't forget about us, Lord God. You allowed us to come to another day. You allowed us, Father God, this day. It wasn't by our choice. It wasn't our choosing. It wasn't part of our plan. But we honor you because you allowed this for us. You did. You allowed it for us. There's a lot of people that didn't make it today. And it's not that I'm talking down on them, but Father God, I truly thank you. I'm so grateful that you thought of me to allow me to go through this day from the time I rose up this morning until the time I got back this evening home safely to this time right now. You're allowing this ministry to go on, Father God. We thank you for that. Thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for our neighbors on either side, Father God, that we can live peacefully with them and not be in a state of chaos, arguing all the time. We love you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for the other saints. We just truly thank you, Father God, that you bless us with life, the air to breathe, and the ability to open our eyes to see, and a mind, a sound mind, that we can take your word, Father God, and we can understand. And if not, we can ask you, and you will give us understanding and wisdom and how to use that word to develop ourselves and to help others, Father God. Truly, we thank you again for the ministry. Look to you for all things, Father God. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' holy name, amen, amen, and amen. Okay. All right. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening.
How are you feeling?
Good evening. I have a cough, but I'm dealing accordingly. I have some hot ginger root tea with lemon, and I have a rag over here for the cough. I'll definitely put that on mute. When I'm hacking away, so it doesn't disturb you guys. But you know, God, He's allowing it. You know, there's a reason, because a lot of times, you know, if I'm not feeling good, I won't want to do the program. You know, it's just, but it's not me; it's the enemy. You know, he wants me to lay back, chill, like it's okay. You know, I almost like not going to work. You know, take a day off today, but when payday comes, you're gonna miss that. You know. And
uh-huh.
when that day comes, that time comes where Jesus will come against his people by me not doing what I'm supposed to be doing through the week and whenever else, I've lost that time and that connection with the Lord by laying back and not doing my ministry, you know. So this evening, I'm pressing on y'all, okay? And I'm pretty sure you guys are going to help me out. Okay, all right. Now, my wife, she asked if I had a topic. No, I don't have a topic, because a lot of times when I come up with a topic, I go on Facebook and I make comments, but I'm trying to cut that out as much as possible. It's a distraction. You know, there have been times when I get on Facebook and I can be on there for an hour, you know, a half hour or an hour, just scrolling through, looking to see what's going on. But that stuff is just packing my head, taking up space in my mind. It's not doing me a bit of good, you know. It's just entertainment. And I definitely don't need it, because a lot of it is just empty words and pictures, you know. And I can do something else with the space in my head other than that, you know. But as I mentioned earlier, those scriptures, that was James 4, James 4, verse 10, and then James 5, the first part of verse 7. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. And then to that that footnote about Joseph by faith. And see, those things, they connect themselves. If we, you know, if we slow down and wait on the Lord, We're going to have to wait on him no matter what, because his time is not our time, you know? And when he's ready to give us what we need, now there's a lot of times when we want stuff. It's not necessarily a need. It's something that we want, and we think we should have it right now, quick, fast, and hurry. But the needs, they'll come, but we have to give something up in order to receive from the Lord, you know. And a lot of times, even for myself, it's obedience. It's about being obedient, you know. Because I get up in the morning and get myself ready for work, and it's on my mind, okay, I got to bend the knee and say something to the Lord, because I didn't get up on my own, you know, and it's on my mind. But the enemy, he's got me looking at the clock, you know, counting minutes. Oh, you're going to be late. That, you know, that that school bus is going to be in front of you again if you wait too long. And but, you know, I have to get myself to the point to where I'll get there when I get there, you know. Let me stop and do this thing right here, because it's a service to God, my creator, you know. And he loved me so much. God loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us. Way back then, he knew what was going to be happening now. He sent his son to die because he loved us just that much. He loved us just that much. And he wants us to be reconciled back to him through his son, Jesus Christ, you know. And every now and then we touch on that a little bit in conversations and then in church, speaking to people sometimes, that God, he was in Jesus when he would walk the earth. You know, it's a hard thing to fathom or to try to understand, but God created everything, you know? So it shouldn't be that hard for us to understand that God, he can do anything he wanted to do. He could do anything he wanted to do, but he was in Christ Jesus when Christ Jesus came into the world, born of a virgin. See? Man didn't have nothing to do with none of that. All that was holy. And God, he was reconciling the world back to himself because Adam sold us out. Adam gave it all up. He gave it all up just for a taste of some fruit. But we all have opportunity. And, you know, we can't just say, well, I'm going to be lost. You know, I guess I'm going to be a crackhead the rest of my life. Now, I used to think that stuff. I did. I used to think that, and I used to tell myself, well, I guess I'll be staying in these empty houses and buildings, you know, until whenever my mind, it wasn't on thinking about anything positive, doing anything with my life, just let my life waste away. I gave the control up to the devil. And he just had me running from pillar to post, doing this and doing that. I kept a job, but the money that I made, it did no good because I spent it in no time. But when God, he sent that spirit and saved me in New York, you know, I was a changed person. Didn't want to do nothing different. And I had to learn of him. It wasn't that he just saved me and, okay, all right, I'm good to go now. No. I had to come up with some faith. I had to act like I know. I had to be obedient, you know. I had to get an understanding of why God's Spirit allowed me to come up out of the world and be separate. We just can't say, well, okay, God, he saved me, so I'm good now. No, it was more, for me, it was more to it. And this stuff stays on my mind. I'd be wanting to know when I was a young boy. I ask questions a lot, and they never told me nothing. Oh, you're a boy, kid. You don't need to know none of this. This grown folks talking. But I needed to know something. They should have been trying to tell me something. It might have steered me away from the streets. It might have steered me away from leaving my wife and little children. You know, It might have steered me away from being a thief. You know? I got nothing from them. I got more from strangers than I did from my own family. You know? But God, he worked it out. It took a while, but God worked it out. And there's still life in my body, and I honor him and what he wants me to do, you know. And like I said, faith, obedience, and patience. Those things right there, what I mentioned earlier, we have to definitely work on them things. Just because we get older, it doesn't mean those things become automatic, or we're in church 24/7. It doesn't mean, okay, all right, you've been going to church faithfully for 15 years. So this, you know, you're going to get this over here. It doesn't work like that because it's different for everybody. Everybody was created differently. DNA is different, and it's amazing because our fingerprint, everybody's fingerprint is different. Now, that's truly amazing. Man can't understand it, okay? And that's something he don't bother with. He'll take a fingerprint for identification, but there's nothing that man can do about that whatsoever. And see, that comes from God. And we have to understand all things come from God. Genesis 1 and 1, it tells right there in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, period. Keeping it real simple, you know. Adam didn't have a part in it, you know. Muhammad didn't have nothing to do with it, you know. Buddha, he wasn't involved, you know. Those are man's creations. Men come up with those creations, you know. Because it was God, a creator. We just didn't happen to be here, a big boom. No, there is a creator. And everybody... I'm pretty sure everybody, a lot of people don't want to, they don't believe it, but I'm sure it comes on their mind. It comes on their mind about God being the creator, you know, and we can't contest it. They're trying to prove the Bible wrong, you know. Why can't they just do some work, research, and believe? Don't want to. They want man to be the creator. They want man to be in control, you know. They want man leading and doing this and doing that, you know. But it's not going to work because God does not, he does not share his glory with nobody. Nobody, you know. And what we do for God is for his glory. It's all things we should do for the glory of God, you know. All things that we do should be for the glory of God, you know. Even if it's talking to our kids or having a conversation with the fellow saints, you know, or working on a job, you know, driving a car, that's giving God the glory. Not going down the road flying and acting stupid and foolish, creating havoc on the highway, you know. All things in our life, we can give God the glory by doing them the right way. And it's so simple. Even me, I get stuff mixed up sometimes and tend to forget, you know. And I can't say, well, oh, I'm only human. You know, humans make mistakes. No, I'm supposed to go backtrack over that thing and look, why did I do that in the first place? Because, see, it was in my mind to do the wrong thing. You know, you can't do the wrong thing unless it's on your mind. When it comes on your mind and stays there for a minute, you're ready to do whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that's called sin. You know, that's called sin. And we just have to work ourselves away from that. We have to. We have to. And like I said, we have to humble ourselves. Oh, we have to humble ourselves. You know, and eventually he will lift us up. It's him. It's God that lifts us up. It is. It's him that lifts us up. And it's not all about us either. It's not. It's not all about us. Mm-mm. No, it's not. Mm-mm. No. Comments. Come on, y'all. Comments. Comments. Anybody got anything to say about anything?
Actually, well, I just want to go back to the scripture that you're reading in James 4:5-7. Maybe pull up right quick. Because, I mean, we have been be patient therefore, brethren, until the coming of my Lord. Okay.
Yes.
All down through, I'm 54, all down through my life, we've heard my Lord is coming, my Lord is coming. You know, people get irritated and aggravated because it's just said a lot. But you have to look at the times that we live in, especially today. We're in a time of sorrow. So we have to permeate the things that are what we need to do and not to go against the word of our Lord because we are in the time of sorrow. We have entered the time of sorrow. So I don't know how long that sorrow is supposed to last, but I do know that it's soon coming. My glory. My glory is soon coming. He is not waiting. He is coming. So we have to be ye also ready. Because our ship is sailing. And we don't want to miss the ship. We don't want to miss the train. We do not want to miss the plane to glory. Because we are bound for glory. Because it is essential for us to be patient, to be watchful, to be waiting.
Yeah.
We had to watch. We had to be careful. We had to be knowledgeable. We had to be obedient. Those are the things that we have to be. But we have to make sure that our lives line up. Our life cannot be struggling, cannot be wavering, cannot be deceptive. We have to align ourselves with the Word. We cannot do anything outside of the Word. Because if we do what's outside the Word, we are left. We are here left. And then we're going to be to real misery. So if we have to be patient, that is a virtue that we need to be. We must be patient, caring, kind, loving, and be essentially strict. No matter what, we have to do these things to reach our full potential in going to the glories of glory. Because heaven is immaculate. It is miraculous. It is outstanding. I mean, it is astonishing. It is so more and more. The beauty in itself can't be compared to nothing. We say beauty here on earth, but beauty to heaven, nothing. Nothing can compare. Right. Nothing can hold a candle to my heaven. Because heaven is the most essential for us who are living to go there. It is the promised land. It is our promised land. It is our true abiding promise. And we have to walk in that promise. To walk in the promise, we must be faithful. We must be true. We must be honest. We must be abiding. We must hold out to be exactly what my glory wants us to be. We can't do any bad body, any lying, any cheating, any stealing. We can't do any of that. We have to be according to the word. We cannot do any of that. The devil has such a strong hold on people through alcohol, sex, politics. He has a whole hold on everybody on stupid stuff. People are falling for it. People are giving in to it. But we have to be strong. We have to be strong. And to be strong, we got to pray. We got to read our Bible. And we got to worship. And worship is the most essential. We must worship in spirit and in truth. And then when we do that, we have a glory. Our glorified life will come through. And we will be able to reach holiest of holy, great of great, fantastic of fantastic, spectacular of spectacular, because heaven is always, and Glory to Allah. Glory. Because I can't wait for my space. Because he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. Whither I go, you know, and the way you know. So we have to be patient and understanding to get the Bible into us so we could be able to know the truth of the enemy, to know what he is doing, and to get him and make sure we don't fall for his truth, and to make sure we don't do anything to try to get him back. Just know that we have to walk the walk, and that is important. Walk the walk of faith. Walk the walk of love and peace and harmony and doing the diligent things that will satisfy, that will make our Lord, my love, my holy, glorious, wonderful, immaculate love, happy, proud, and pleased. So that's what we have to do. As saints, as becoming saints, we have to follow guidelines. Because we can't be doing anything willy-nilly. We have to follow strict guidelines to be able to make it. Heaven is promised to us. But if we don't hold our part, we're left. Because my course, he is holding his part this very minute. He is right now. He is holding his part up. So it's on us. It's our free will to do according to the will that he set for us. Because the will he set forth is for us to abide into the Holy Scripture. Not the updated, revised works, not a dead mess. But he wants us to abide in his word and not nothing else. So we have to do according to his work, his way, and do it no matter what it takes. Because if we have to lose anybody, they're gone. Because honestly, heaven is more important. My glory is more important than people. People are no. My glory is yes.
Yeah, doing the will of the Father. Doing the will of the Father. I want to touch on something real quick about time. You know, people get caught up with time, you know. Oh, they've been talking about Jesus coming for 30 years now, and he ain't came yet. But let me say this right here. This is in James chapter 4, verse 14. And it tells us that, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, people talking about tomorrow and what's to come, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. And people run around here thinking about all these years and months and weeks and whatever, it's got nothing to do with nothing. It's got nothing to do with nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a scripture here. Let's see, real quick. One day. Oh, let's see. Yeah, one day is. Okay. Oh, let's see. Okay. All right, here we go right here. See, people, they don't understand about a lot of things. They just read and take it for granted. God does not live in time. Time was for us. And I think it's 3:10 now. It was that men were born. And they lived all these hundreds of years, and they died, and they had children during that time. And it got to the point where his men were so evil, God broke it down to 120 years. But still, that didn't work for man. So God, he got it down to it's 70 years. So if a person gets to be 70 years, they have lived a full life. They have lived a full life, and it's not that you got to live to be 100 years old, because a lot of them get to 100 You can't take care of yourself. And it's almost like that you're suffering being that old because you can't enjoy yourself. You can't enjoy your life. But let me read this real quick. 2 Peter 3:8, real quick. 2 Peter 3:8 tells us, the word tells us we have just have to search stuff out because people will run around here and say, man, it's been all these years and this, that. No, no, y'all have to understand what's going on. Okay, 2 Peter 3:8. Okay, but, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So we can look at all these people back in the book of Genesis. We can look at all these people and how long they lived all these years. It didn't amount to nothing because the word just tells us right there. It tells us.
Uh-huh.
It tells us. One day is the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. So time means nothing to God. Nothing. We are in time.
Uh-huh.
And the only person we can look at this and say for sure that there has never been a man that lived one day on this earth. No one man has lived one day, because with the Lord, 1,000 years is as one day. The only one that has ever lived that long, I think, is Methuselah. He lived 969 years in man's time,
exactly.
But it was not a 1,000 years, and therefore he did not live one day. God does not exist in time, you know? It does not exist in time. And then to our life is nothing but a vapor. I'm 75 now. What's 75 years to the Lord? You know?
7 minutes and 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And see, people don't understand because they're caught up in the material things in life.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think this life is all there is.
But it's not.
It's not. Come on. You remember that scripture? It says those that, what is that, believe in Christ, they're most miserable. Let me find that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If in this life we live, you're most miserable. I forget exactly how it goes.
If in this life only we live, we are most miserable. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got it. I don't remember
where it's at, though.
We got it. Mm-hmm. First Corinthians. Oh, no, that's not it. No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's it. 1 Corinthians 15. I've got it right here. 1 Corinthians 15 and mm-hmm. is that 19? 1 Corinthians 15 and 19. Here,
this is it. This life only.
Okay. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are
mm-hmm.
of all men most miserable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Let me read a couple more down from there.
I hope that's the mm-hmm. the Lord.
It has to be. Yeah. Because he is the creator of all things. And since man fell into sin, he's given man an opportunity to be reconciled back to him. All man has to do is so simple. You know, a lot of things we take simple stuff and we confuse it up to where it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
We consider it being, oh, that's too hard to do. But we get it that way. Things are so
man
simple.
Does.
All we have to do is do.
Yeah. All man has to do is repent and come
mm-hmm.
back to God. That's all man has
Amen.
To do. He says just repent
Amen.
From his heart mm-hmm. and come back to God and surrender to God.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
that's all he has to do. That's the hardest part. Once you surrender
yeah.
to God, that's the
mm-hmm.
hardest part. And then let him lead your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to do. And once
yeah.
you repent and give it to God,
mm-hmm.
your mindset changes. But see, Satan has blinded man's eyes and makes
mm-hmm.
him think it's so hard. But if you just surrender to God,
yeah.
he'll do the rest.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do the rest.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So living for God is the best decision
mm-hmm.
you can ever make. It's
right.
serving
mm-hmm.
God. It's
That's
the
right.
best decision
That's right.
ever make is serving
mm-hmm.
God.
That's
Praise
right.
the Lord,
That's
because
right.
this yeah. time, this is not the end. The life after this life is the one. But see, Satan got you thinking you got time. But
mm.
we don't know
yeah.
how much time we got on this earth.
No,
because eternity is long as God lives, and he's not going to ever die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's not going to ever die. And
yeah.
once you give your life to God, repent
mm-hmm.
and give your life to God
mm-hmm.
and serve him. That's the best mm-hmm. thing you can ever do is serve him.
There we go.
And put,
there we go.
Put that love in your heart
mm-hmm.
for
yeah.
him
yeah. Mm-hmm.
and let him clean you up.
Mm-hmm.
And put that love in your heart, sanctify yourself, let him fill you
mm-hmm.
up with his spirit, and walk after him. That's the best life you can live. And
mm-hmm.
then fall asleep in him and live for eternity. That is the
mm-hmm.
best life you will. He said,
Praise
eyes
God.
Have not seen nor ears heard,
mm-hmm.
neither have been
mm-hmm.
entered into the heart of
man
what
Amen.
He has prepared
Amen.
Those of him. We can't even
mm-hmm.
imagine what it's going to be like. Because we've seen
right.
beautiful things on TV, beautiful places,
mm-hmm.
on, but nothing is going to compare with what he has prepared for those that love him.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, John talks about the new Jerusalem coming down. Oh, praise
Hallelujah.
Our God.
Hallelujah.
Seen what he has prepared for those that
mm-hmm.
love him. Praise
yes.
our God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we work
oh, yeah.
for, to have that glorified body that will never
mm-hmm.
be tempted with sin anymore.
Yes,
it can't
right.
be tempted
mm-hmm.
with sin and the cares of this world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
mm-hmm.
our God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're living for.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
yes,
God.
Yes. Praise God.
And
Praise God.
And in fact, I've heard it for years. Jesus is coming back. But he comes
mm-hmm.
every day for somebody.
Yes, right.
But one
mm-hmm.
of these old days
oh, yeah.
is going to come for us, too. Whether
mm-hmm.
it's the grave or rapture, we don't leave here.
Mm-hmm.
Not to return
mm-hmm.
in the fleshly body anymore. Praise
yes,
God, because
yes, yes.
we're going to be going home to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
mm-hmm.
our God.
Right,
and
that's right.
going to be a time that's
mm-hmm.
going to be a glorious time.
Yeah.
Praise
Let me interject this scripture right here, okay?
Yes,
2 Corinthians
yes, yes.
5. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he
yes,
is a new
yes.
creature.
A new creature.
Away, behold, all things are become new.
New.
And all things
Amen.
All things are of God, who hath, now I mentioned this earlier, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes, yes,
and
yes.
And given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Which this is what
oh,
we're talking
yeah.
about now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ministry of reconciliation that God has given man an opportunity to come back to him.
Back to him.
Yeah,
Glory
back to him. fit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world through himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So if we give up the world and come to God by Christ Jesus, we need to let the world know there is a ministry of reconciliation. You don't have to pay nothing. You have to give up the world. You have to change your life. Because God created us, and he hasn't destroyed us because he loves us. And he's given us more enough time to come to him.
Only through Jesus Christ.
He created in his image, in his likeness, created
in
his
likeness,
male and female, you know. And we are not destroyed. We are given opportunity day by day by day. It's God's will that we are not destroyed, but have opportunity to come to him.
That's right.
We have to pass this along to the next person in line. You know, we just can't keep saying, well, you know, about heaven and this. We have to let people know what they have to do. They have to separate from the world.
Through Jesus Christ. They have to become
because,
Jesus.
Because our bodies are a temple in which the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, dwells in.
Well,
so we can't be out there hanging out at the club, smoking the weed, burning our brain cells out, drinking, carrying on, burning our stomachs out, you know. We have to clean ourselves up so we can understand God's word. God's word is given to us in the book, and it's not in man. Yeah, there were 40 men that wrote this book over a period of 1,500 years. Not one man. God used 40 men over a period of 1,500 years to write this book. And it's not that everything for you. It's a compilation of different situations with different kind of people. How God dealt with people. How God wants to deal with people. How God sent his son into the world that we don't have to suffer in sin. We don't We become prisoners of sin, stuck in the world, thinking this is how it's supposed to be. No, it's not supposed to be the way it is, because it's the devil, he is the deceiver of the brethren. He is putting us down before God. He's complaining about what we're doing here in the world. We're living, we're the ones that are living for God by Christ Jesus. The devil is putting us down because see, the devil was kicked out of heaven. He was there and got kicked out. And here we are, we're here in the world, we're trying to get there. You know?
Yeah.
But he was already there and got kicked out. So he can't get back. He wants to keep us from getting back. He is
the enemy.
He is enemy. He is the enemy, y'all. It's not Syria. It's not Iran. It's not Russia. The devil
is the
enemy.
It's him.
He is the enemy.
Right.
And we have to out and understand that he is a deceiver. And he puts stuff out there. He can put a thought in your head. Or something before you that you see that's evil, and it's going to run through your head, and before you know it, it's on your mind. You're thinking about it, and you say, well, I wasn't thinking about that. Didn't have to be thinking about it, you know? God gave him some power to use, but we, as human beings, we have a mind of our own to make decisions.
Right.
And a lot of times, common sense, because I used to be out in the world now, I made some stupid decisions. I knew I made some stupid decisions, but I went with them anyway because I was out in the world. But see, now I have left the world behind, separated myself, serving God by Christ Jesus, and I can give people a little something to go on. I don't have all the answers, but I can give them a little something to go on them know what they can do to help themselves, because the end is coming. There is no such thing as living forever on the earth the way
it's
it is.
Coming.
Not the way
it's coming.
And hell is real.
It's real.
The scripture
tells
you that hell is coming up to meet you. You know what I'm saying?
It's
because
real.
It's just multiplying. So many people going to hell and don't have to.
It's real. Don't have
you know?
To go.
Don't have to go. Right decision. We'll wake up. When God allows us to wake up, it's a gift from him. It's not the alarm clock. You know? It's not that he knows you got to go to pay your bills. It is a gift from God, a free gift, life from God. And we need to start honoring him, honoring God, and letting him know how thankful we are, how grateful we are. And had it not been for him, we would not be here. You know,
Jesus,
we would be
Jesus.
The number that's left here. Didn't,
Jesus,
you know?
Jesus.
But the glory. God be the glory.
Jesus, God be the glory.
We have about 5 minutes. I had another caller here. I wanted to see if they had any comments. That exchange is 708. Do you have a comment?
No, I'm just listening, reflecting on what was spoken upon. It's very powerful.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Okay. All right, ladies. Is there any last comments that you you want to leave with us?
We don't have to go there. It's up to each individual. It was not made for us human beings, but people is making that choice to go there. But it was not made for us. Jesus, God loves us so much that he sent his son. But it's an individual thing. So we don't have to end in hell. Heaven's made for all of us, but we have to make a choice.
That's right. Our own decision. Make our own minds up. We can't let the preacher decide for us, you know.
No, we can't
have everlasting life because our grandmother went to church 24/7.
No,
it's an individual thing.
We have to make our own mind up.
All
in Jesus.
That's right. We all have a soul, and we all have to answer for the way that we treated that soul.
Jesus,
you know?
All souls are mine, but the soul that sinned. Yes. It shall die.
And see, I'm a witness. I was in the world, crack addict for 20 years. I was a thief. You know what I'm saying? I was all kind of stuff. And I thought that was the way things were supposed to be.
But God,
this spirit enlightened me and shook me and woke me up and said, what you doing? You're just throwing your life away, wasting your life away when you could be doing something positive and constructive, helping the next man, you know, and when the Spirit of God when it got to me, I changed my life. I stopped getting high. I asked God to come in and help me, you know, do what I needed to do. He took the cigarettes from me, cold turkey one night after 40-some years, you know, and I think to serve him because I realized and understand he created me for a reason. Not for me to be running out here doing stuff.
And it was prayer.
You know,
it was prayer.
Yeah.
It was
to
prayer.
Honor him. Honor him. You know. Yeah. Because I see the results. Every now and then I see results from serving him and honoring him. I get blessed with stuff. And even the sinner man gets blessed. You know. But these blessings I can understand. You know,
Love
I can understand these blessings. Yeah. But to God be the glory. And, okay. Let me, real quick, let me see here. Good evening, bro. Would you like to have anything to say at all? 406? A quick hi would do. I guess not. I guess not. Or was he? Okay, 406, was that you? Were you saying hi? I guess not. I guess not. Okay. We got a couple of minutes, ladies. Do you have any comments? 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Any last comments? 2 minutes.
I just want to reiterate that McElroy is true. He's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about mm-hmm. it is, he is definitely real. Hell is definitely real. And I'm going to tell you how I know. There's people that have died. And did you see the distorted face? And you see all the clenching? Stay fighting. Stay fighting hell. Try not to die. So note that when people are fighting, they're scrunched up and their fists are all tangled up. That is hell coming for them. So note that hell is true. Hell is real. And people who don't trust my Lord, don't believe in my Lord, that's going to be their risk to play. So I want everybody to take heed to the word because it is truth. And there's nobody fighting against going to hell if you don't want to go to hell. If you want to go, be happy. But hell is tremendously offensive.
It's real.
It's
real.
Unquenchable fire. It is tremendously awful.
Yeah. Okay.
So anybody want to go, take your time and do whatever you need to do. But if you want the glory of the pristine water, the crystal clear water, the crystal, the diamonds, the sapphires, oh, my Lord, the onyx, I mean, every single beautiful, precious stone that can ever be imagined will be at our fingertips. We will be able to have them. No cost.
Yeah.
We'll be able to wrap around every single thing. So now that the perfection is in heaven.
Okay. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Margaret. Thank you. Sis, did you have anything to say? Done?
No.
We got 1 minute. Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, you know, my mind just went back to where you asked me, did I have a topic? Now, most times I really don't have a topic, but I have something to speak on. God, he puts out there what he wants people to hear, you know. And me, I'm only human. I got stuff written down, and that's just how it worked. It came to me about those two scriptures and then the footnote about faith. And then the scripture about patience, and then the other one. You know, we have to understand and get to know stuff. We just can't go through life just existing. That's a waste of it and time. We can't just exist. We can help people, no matter what situation we're in. We can help somebody somewhere, and it's not that we tell them. We're not preaching to nobody. We're just letting them know how God helped us through situations. And it's not long drawn out. You know, God, he can come into your life and change some things for you. It's not going to be a bed of ease. No. Everybody's going to have problems. Everybody. When this life is over, we'll have somewhere to go.
Yes, we will.
Yes. That's right. Okay. All right. I done talked us out of time. To God be the glory. Everyone be blessed. Shalom. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Bless everybody. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Have a blessed night.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh.